And we are back with Beach & Company of Sandy Beach. Here's something something of note. Yesterday, Joey Reynolds contacted me and said, it's Dan Everett's birthday. I want to do a little tribute to him. Let's do a Zoom cast. So I had never Zoomed before, so we set it up, and we did it last night. And I think it turned out pretty well, a lot of fun, and a good time. And that broadcast, Zoom, is on the WBEN Facebook page, or the WBEN webpage, I'm sorry, the webpage. It's also been posted by the New York State, not New York State, the West Buffalo Broadcasters. So I had two things to say. I got them both wrong. How about that?
Good going, Sandy.
Yeah, you like that? So it's on the, yes, thank you very much. Oh, that looks good. She just showed it to me. Yeah, so it's on the BEN page. And it's also on the Buffalo Broadcasters page. And Tony viewed it and said it looked good. And we'll take Tony's word for it.
Does that mean it went viral?
Oh, that's the first time I've been viral. But who wants to be viral during the virus?
Oh, yeah, that could be bad.
Viral during the virus? I don't think so.
Do we get a stimulus check by you going viral?
I mean, what if I walked into a store and somebody says, that's Sandy Beach, he's viral. They would run out of the store. We can't.
Put your mask back on.
Exactly. Now, let's go to Doreen in East Amherst. Doreen, you're on WBEN.
Hi. Hi, Sandy. Hi, Tom.
Hello. Hello there.
Before I get in on that poll you're taking, I just want to say, Tony, when you said the media is as dangerous as a virus. Thank you. I even wrote it down. I'm going to use your quote. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay. President Trump, number one. The news media is constantly on his back. I'm sick of that. And I don't have cable, believe it or not. So I have to depend on free TV. I never can get President Trump. But Cuomo's all over the TV every day.
Yeah, well, if you're only on regular TV, that's NBC, CBS, ABC, maybe a little PBS, and they're all anti-Trump. So you're not even getting a little lifeline of pro-Trump.
Nope, my lifeline is WBEN Radio.
Well, we're glad we can provide that for you. We think it's the media is grossly unfair now. I've never seen anything like this.
I'm sick about that. And polling cards, I agree. No hope, no hope. You know, we've been in the House for over 2 months. We need hope. He gives us no hope.
No, he's not a cheerleader at all. You know, he doesn't have to be a cheerleader, but just a little happier than he is. I know we've lost lives. There's nothing happy about that.
No.
But we need a little hope to go on to further our lifeline.
Exactly. And like I say, Cuomo, I get them all over the place. I just turn the TV off. I put the TV on once in a while for the weather, and all I see is Cuomo. But
well, Cuomo's going to be later today. We're hearing it could be as late as 1 o'clock, something like that. But we'll let you know.
Right.
I haven't decided if it'll be carried by us or not yet.
Okay, the bullying. You know, they're movie stars, the politics, no bullying. You know, they're so hypocritical. They're constantly bullying our president.
Yeah, it seems funny to hear that a president could be bullied, but they're trying to smother him with negativity any place they can, a little bit here, a little bit there. And it seems like 90%, at least 90% of the media is in on it. You would think there'd be a more even fight, but it's not.
It's not. It's not. And they say out of one side of their mouth, don't bully, oh, that's bad. But they can bully all they want, can't they?
And they do it every day. All right. Well, thank you. I'm glad you're a listener and glad we're providing information you like. Thank you very much. Let's see. What are we? Oh, we got plenty of Facebook. Mr. Beamer, let's go with a couple of Facebook, please.
Yes. Back to would you travel? Well, will you travel when you can? And we'll go to Tom. And Tom says, I cannot wait to hop on a plane and get to Vegas. It's been too long. Please, COVID-19, go away.
You know, on a sidebar to that, What a year for the NFL to be opening $2 billion-plus stadiums at a time when there's a question whether they'll be played or not, the games, and whether there'll be people in the stands or not. Can you imagine them thinking, this? We couldn't have worse luck, otherwise there'd be all kinds of celebrations for this new-look NFL?
Yeah, and, you know, they had to cancel that that the draft this year was supposed to be so cool in front of Bellagio, in the Bellagio water fountain. So, you know, it didn't kick off their offseason the best. And, yeah, now you have these two stadiums. One, by the way, Sandy, will be hosting two NFL teams and the NFL Network studios. But most likely early on, especially if you listen to Mark Poloncarz, there won't be any fans there.
So they're going to be in L.A. then. Wow.
Yeah.
That would have been sensational. Now, did you notice in the baseball proposal, there are no people in the stands in the proposal? You think that's going to fly?
Yeah, I think it's going to have to.
I think there's going to be some back and forth, and it might get a little ugly in discussions. But I think eventually they're going to see what's going on overseas. Taiwan, South Korea, China, they all have their baseball leagues to some capacity going on right now. And the MLB is going to be like, hey, look at the UFC. Okay, they didn't have fans, but look how much money they made on ad revenues, on pay-per-view. We can get into our stadiums, get those ads going, get those TV contracts up and running, at least bring entertainment to people and money back to the league.
Well, we're glad you feel like that because Tony and I chipped in already for your Christmas gift, season tickets to a Korean baseball game.
Lions.
The Samsung
Lions. It's going to cost you a little to get there, but right, we'll take a break and we'll return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Yeah, has that ever happened to you? Your whole life you don't eat something because you don't think you like it, and then you found out it was in something you ate that you loved. So I've wasted a lot of time.
What did you try that you didn't know that you liked?
In the noodles that we had along with Polish sausage was what, Bernie?
Onion and butter.
And cottage cheese.
Oh.
I don't eat cottage cheese, but it was in there.
Cottage cheese.
It was warm.
Cottage cheese is fantastic. When I was a kid, I remember seeing my neighbor, Mike Baynes. He was eating the thing, cottage. I didn't know what it was. I asked my mother, she says, you know, cottage cheese. I tried it. I've been a fan of cottage cheese since then.
See, I didn't like cottage cheese. I don't like anything with the word curd in it. I don't think a human being should eat anything that says large curd, small curd. I want no curd, okay?
No curd zone.
No, I'm anti-curd, and I'm also anti, I don't like liver, and I don't like lamb.
I don't like lamb. I think that's gross.
No, liver, lamb. But if you think about it, look at what we eat that we love. If you just look at it before they've given up their lives for us, who would look at a chicken and say, boy, that looks like good eating?
Or turkey.
Yeah. No, nobody would. You wouldn't.
Or fish.
Even fish. You would, if I rip the scales off this little sucker, that's tasty eating, you know, especially on Friday.
Let's chase that cow with a bottle of Sweet Baby Ray's barbecue sauce.
Have you seen the commercial where the cow rears up like Roy Rogers and his horse?
Oh, with John Cena.
Yeah, isn't that good?
It is a good commercial.
I've never seen a horse. I don't think a horse can rear, to be honest with you. All right, let's go to Debbie and Clarence on line one. Debbie, you're on WBEN.
Hi, you guys. How are you?
We're fine, Debbie. Now that you're here, we can talk to you. What's on your mind today?
Thank you for your refreshing show every day. It's been really nice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and so do the guys.
But I have one thing I wanted to say about the football, about, you know, what's up and coming. I thought, you know, they should do, like, a pay-per-view, like, per household, like $10 per household. They'd make a fortune.
Yeah, they're going to make money anyway because of the TV contract. If, as long as they play a game that can be broadcast, the NFL makes a lot of money on their TV contract. It's huge. And I've said before when we've talked about the NFL, they could play with a locked stadium, allowing no one in there, and still make money. So the NFL is trying to be creative now. They got to figure a way to get their commercials out to people, eyeballs watching those commercials. And if they can, they could forfeit the crowd. But when you're forfeiting the crowd, I think a lot of the excitement of the game goes away.
I do, too, especially here in Buffalo. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, can you imagine us just being in the house with one or two other people in our family? And then a touchdown pass or an interception or something, and you're looking around and you want to celebrate, but there's nobody to celebrate with.
Yeah, we used to go out on the front porch during the, you know, Jim Kelly years, and everybody in the neighborhood would be, you know, you'd hear everybody going yay when they scored, you know?
Yeah, the Jim Kelly years, there was a lot of it because they did a lot of scoring, and it was a really exciting time for all of us. You bring up something interesting. I wonder what this is like for Jim Kelly and his family. I wonder how many people are under his roof who are basically stuck there until this thing leaves.
Yeah. They're so good-hearted for Buffalo. They really are. You know.
Well, we're glad you gave him a shout-out, and we could mention that to you. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it, Debbie. Debbie from Clarence.
Hey, Sandy, you want to hear something funny?
We were talking, I hope so. Yes.
A few minutes ago, we were just talking about cottage cheese, and a buddy of mine who I know from coaching football at Wheatfield just sent me a picture. He was enjoying a thing of cottage cheese
cottage cheese.
We were talking about it.
We were talking about cottage cheese.
Yes.
No, he can have all he wants. In fact, he can have mine. if I ever get cottage cheese. Bernie snuck it in on me. I knew there was something in there that I had not eaten. I thought it was just like regular cheese that was melted. It was good. I don't know why I didn't like it, but I didn't.
I bet you if you got a tub of it and you took a spoon and had a nice healthy spoonful, you would enjoy it.
A tub of cottage cheese? What are you trying to waterboard me? What do you usually do with it? You put it on a cracker or something? I don't know.
I don't know. I eat it just by spoon.
Yeah, I like when it's a part of a salad bar, like at Ruby Tuesdays, I'll just eat it by itself.
Bernie makes great salads, of which I am obliged to have one every meal. It is a very good salad, though. It's like Elaine Bennis's big salad. It's got everything in there.
You had to have the big salad.
Here, and I know what I'm going to get for the main course, and I can hardly wait. Yesterday was Polish sausage, and I didn't want to waste my time on the salad when there's Polish sausage with my name on it.
I can't blame you there.
But I did, and I ate it, and she inspected to make sure I didn't put it down my pants or something. And I ate the main part of the meal, which was what I was looking forward to. All right, let's see. Facebook, we got time for a couple before the 11:30. Looks like the governor's going to be a little late today. Maybe as late as 1 o'clock, we'll let you know. All right, what do you got for Facebook?
George says, we don't need updates every day. Nothing changes that much. Let's have updates maybe twice a week or when we clearly are out of the woods and can get back to a normal existence.
Well, that's true. And if you think about it, if you put a stopwatch on it, you'd find that the numbers, which are very, very critical and important, are a very small part of the whole presentation of the press conference. So that you could easily have it once a week or twice a week, not 5 days a week. But I think what Cuomo found, he discovered gold. He's going to be Uncle Andrew, and he's going to talk about his father, who was beloved in New York State, and he's going to talk about his family, his mother's meatballs, his daughter's love life, all of that. He's going to throw all that stuff in there. And he's going to try and make it like an FDR fireside chat without the fire. And they found out that this was nice. It was soothing and whatever. But that was nice, you know, like 3 years ago. It's been on like forever. And now it's just a repetition. In fact, he could tape the opening so that he could sleep in a little bit. This is Maria Gagutz. She's the executive secretary. This is Phil Bongiovi, and he is so-and-so. Looks like a meeting at the Italian-American Association. But that's great. A seat at the table is always welcome. All right, let's see. Another one, please.
Yeah, Janet says, Cuomo was okay in the beginning when things were happening quickly and we needed information. Now he just drones on and on,
on and on. And I'm dreaming that it's that is that's hell. In other words, we all know what we think heaven is, but very few of us think of what hell is. I think we're living hell right now. It's time for the never-ending press conference. But I'm thinking true hell would be not the governor, but the county executive. I'm thinking, can you imagine if you had that for eternity? It never stopped. You always had a stern man with big boy Abdel hair looking at you and say, it's not going to end on Friday.
The life of the party.
Don't get your hopes up. Whatever you do.
I bet he wears a lampshade at parties.
You might be eating dandelions pretty soon, you know.
Hey, dandelions aren't bad.
Oh, jeez.
Well, they sell dandelions, and they put it in recipes on upscale restaurants.
Steak in the grass, steak and dandelions.
Ooh. Oh, I like steak. Nothing wrong with a good steak. Okay, we'll take a break and return. It looks like we will be back instead of the governor after the news at 11:30 on News Radio 930 WBEN. And we are back, and no, I'm not the governor. The governor will be on a little bit later. We're not sure what time. We had heard about maybe 1 o'clock, and we'll see what happens there. Just a reminder, if you want to see the Zoom birthday celebration for Dan Nevereth, Joey Reynolds invited me to join him with a Zoom celebration for Danny, and that will be seen on the WBEN webpage. You can also see it at the Buffalo Broadcasters Facebook page or webpage. So check it out. Had a lot of fun. Now, it's not often that I add another question this late in the show. Most of the time, the show is over right now because the governor is on, but this time I have room for an extra question. This is of a personal nature. I will tell you that if you're easily offended, maybe you don't want to listen to this because I don't want to drive you away. But there are some questions that have to be answered, some questions that are never even asked at the presidential press conference. That some people have been thinking about, some people are dreaded getting involved with this, but they have to. I want to know, and you got to be truthful, if you are working from home, do your pants still fit? That is a question. Now, I have been at home for 2 months, and we had a test of pants, and I put them on, and as I was putting them on, I thought, okay, they're okay over the ankle. So far, so good. Heading up into the thigh, into the generous thigh area, and they're getting a little snug now. I'm a little worried, but our you know, the tests they do on Naked and Afraid are nothing compared to this. As I pull up that final stretch from the Gladius Maximus, who was not a Roman emperor, to my waist. Okay, now, okay, they're up there, but the two sides are not yet buttoned. Then I take the left side and the right side, and I want them to meet like the golden spike of the railroad in the early days of our country. I want them to meet in the middle. I'm putting them there like this. There we go. I think I'm going to make it. I think I'm going to make it. I did make it. Feeling really good. And then I found out my little Italian friend, Tony Caligiuri, you went through the same thing. Now, you have conquered it because before the agony of defeat, and we're not talking about your feet, we're talking about your agony, is that you couldn't get into your own pants.
Yeah, I discovered that I had not been practicing social distancing from my refrigerator, and the one day I went to put on my jeans and I couldn't button them, so I was forced to go to work in just sweats and shorts. Well, today it was a little bit too chilly to wear shorts. I put on my jeans, and I was lucky enough to be able to button them.
Well, if we're here another month, I think I'm going to have to wear a shower curtain tomorrow. Because I just barely made it. And keep in mind, I own like 8 pair of pants. They're all black. And unfortunately, they're all the same size. So if one doesn't fit, they all don't fit. I don't keep a variety of sizes, although I certainly could. And so I do want to ask people out there, if you're working at home, do your pants still fit? I'm being serious about this now. That's because you got to get ready, because when they pull the plug of you being stuck in your house, you want to make sure you can get out of your house without being arrested. You need you don't want to come to work in basketball shorts. It's not a good look as the boss sees you dribbling to your desk. All right, let's see. Mike on a cell phone. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Yes, Sandy, I was wondering if you had heard, about a week and a half ago, I had heard that in New York City, the Undertakers were told that everybody that died of coronavirus. Now, I had heard that Dr. Burke say that she feels that it's been inflated by about 25%.
Oh, really? I had not heard either of those two things. I'll have to keep my ear open for that. Why would they inflate it? Just it would make it even worse. It doesn't really help anybody by inflating the number. I don't know why they would do that.
Well, and I talked to a nurse who works at one of our hospitals here. I don't want to say what hospital. And she also said that everybody that dies in the hospital, they're told to say it was for coronavirus. And I think this is being done to make the president look bad and run the numbers up.
Well, that's possible. I did hear somebody speculating when someone died. Did they die with the virus or did they die carrying the virus but die of something else? In other words, if you had a heart attack or you had cancer, you could die even if the virus wasn't present. So then you die of the heart attack or you die of the cancer, and then they just label it the virus. I had heard that, but I had not heard that they were instructed to say that no matter how they died, they were to die, according to the death certificate, of the virus. So I don't know the answer, but I am going to look it up, and thank you for bringing that to my attention. Thank you for the call. Either of you guys hear anything like that?
No, I haven't. Have you, Joe?
I have not, no.
Well, if you two haven't heard of it and I haven't heard of it, does that mean there was no sound made when the tree fell in the forest? I'm not really sure. I think that's true. All right. Do you have another? I hope you got another Facebook or the show's going to end early. What do you got there, Beamer?
We will go to George, who says, I'm getting pretty sick of these updates, honestly, from all of them, including the president. I still think his are the most informative, but they drag on and last 2 or even 3 hours. We don't need that every day. We don't need Cuomo's radio show every day. And we definitely don't need the positive words of Mark Poloncarz every day. Once or twice a week, or maybe even a written statement, will do just fine.
I think the written statement's the way to go. Eliminates the hostile press. You put out any changes that were newsworthy, anything that was not out before. And you don't have that aggravation. You know where the president is really weak? Leaving or going to the helicopter when they start shouting. Every time he goes to stop, I say, no, keep going. No, this is hostile territory. But he keeps walking. If somebody's shouting something to him, he always answers it. He keeps talking, which I think is bad. That's a weakness. He should just keep walking. You've said what you have to say. They're only out to get you. They're not going to learn anything, and you're just going to get agita. We'll take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. If you have access to an outside window, or maybe a back patio or porch or backyard or front lawn or whatever, look up in the sky because the flyover is going on as we speak. They started it during our commercial stop set. It's hard to tell exactly where they are from my vantage point in my own house. But they were supposed to go at 11:45, and we had heard anecdotally that they are in the air. So if you want to see what they look like and what they basically... what they sound like. Yeah, Bernie, fire that up. That might be some live video of it. Somebody might be taking some live video of the flyover. Those flyovers are very impressive. The sound of them, it's like intoxicating, like a race car would be.
Don't worry, there'll be people complaining about it.
Well, it's too loud?
Oh, no, it's a waste of taxpayer money.
You're listening to Sandy Beach.
You're a mean one. Mr.
Grinch, thank you. Oh,
I have no idea how that happened.
How did that get in there?
Were you
expecting Poland cars? I am a man of happiness, mirth,
I ordered you to be happy.
I will be a happy guy. Okay, just a reminder that Broadway is closed until September 6th. That just came out. If you they mentioned specifically Aladdin. But it's all of Broadway, I guess. Closed until September 6th. Think about it. That's 4 months from now, I think. May, June, July, August. Damn, 4 months. 4 months, 16 weeks. So maybe they're not as optimistic as some other places might be. But Broadway is closed until September 6th.
Let me throw this out there for you, Sandy, to get your opinion. I've read that in some areas, I don't think they're doing it in Western New York, but they're closing streets to allow restaurants to have bigger patios to allow people to dine.
I think that's an excellent idea. I really do. Some restaurants in some cities are like Restaurant Row, where there are a lot of them are on the same street. If you just shut that street down, at least for a while, and put tables out there, it would allow them to have a lot more customers and build up some of the losses without really interfering too much. Now, I don't think you could do it with some major streets, but a lot of cities have secondary streets. I know in Europe they do, where you walk right there and right at the street, and you're already in the restaurant. I think that's an excellent idea. Buzzy. My question to you, if I had asked you this 2 weeks ago, do your pants still fit?
If you had asked me 2 weeks ago,
yes,
they were starting to fit back, but there were all but one that were very uncomfortable.
Ah, a little rebel pants, eh?
But let me tell you, right now, I comfortably fit into all of my jeans except for my skinny jeans. I'm still about 10 pounds away from that. But a month in, 10 pounds down, getting ready to lose at least another 10 this next month.
Yeah, my skinny jeans don't fit anymore.
and I got those for you.
I know. They were celebration. You know, we won the Civil War. People thought, this is a perfect Civil War gift.
Made of burlap.
Yeah, burlap. Yikes. Let's see what Mary is doing in Lancaster on line two. Mary, you're on WBEN.
Oh, good morning, Sandy. I'm glad you're allowing me. My husband's watching trying to watch for the flyover. And I'm over here, I'm trying to look out the window. But you're asking about the rating of the conferences?
Yeah, would you rate them? President, governor, and county executive.
Oh, president first, the best. And then, I don't know about, I would say Cuomo minus 10 and Poland Cars minus 8.
Yeah, Poland Cars is kind of dour. You know, not everybody's born with a cheery disposition.
Right. But I know we have a shorter time, but I forget about the pants part because I'm retired and
You don't wear pants now, Mary?
I don't wear pants anymore. Neither does my husband.
Do they allow you in church without pants?
Well, just on Sundays you can.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, I saw on CNN, and I I wish those people like from I subscribe to this book called Guidepost, Daily Guidepost. It's like inspirational readings and stuff every day. And even though I'm Catholic, but that Dr. Norman Vincent Peale had this, you know, this the power of positive thinking.
Sure, he was a big, big personality.
I think Poland Cars would have loved Sunday's AM Joy. She had three people on there. I think it was three or four people talking about, you know, they said the president is too positive. He's too optimistic. He's this. They reamed out Norman Vincent Peale. They had clips of Norman Vincent Peale saying how you should, you know, believe in yourself and be optimistic and all this stuff. And those people tore it apart like Norman Vincent Peale is so stupid and believing this. Pollyanna, if you believe all this stuff. And I think this is what Poland Cars has fallen into. You know, the president, I mean, of course, nothing's perfect, but he's there. He's a cheerleader, and he's, you know, giving people, you know, hope and you know, look up, you know, this too shall pass and all this stuff. But
well, look at positive thinking, how we're guided by it. When you're talking about sports,
yes.
One of the premier memories of sports is Newt Rockne, the Notre Dame coach, telling his team that they can do it. Get out there. Motivation, personal.
Right.
Their motivational speakers make a lot of money. And when they come to town, they sell out 20,000-seat arenas,
please,
telling you how you can be better, you can earn more, you can be more this, more that. Everybody has been teaching positive thinking, and now we get a president that the Democrats don't like, and we're supposed to forget about that?
And you can go online or whatever to, and check out that it's called AM Joy. It's on MSNBC. I watch those things just to see, you know, compare them to Fox and, you know, the others. Those people were sickening, and I thought if I was, you know, I don't have any devices or anything like that to comment, but if anybody could contact, like, the Guidepost or Norman Vincent Peale organization and tell them to watch that. They really ripped him apart as far as being too optimistic and the president being, he says, Norman Vincent Peale, their whole premise was Norman Vincent Peale impressed Donald Trump's father. Donald Trump's father loved that guy, and he instilled that into Donald Trump. That
well, look, you are a religious person, and no matter what religion you belong to,
exactly.
what is the concrete foundation of religion? Faith.
Faith.
What is faith about? It's about optimism. It's about belief. It's about all things positive like that.
Right.
So if you are a religious person, this downer conversation doesn't quite fly. And the religious aspect of good things are going to happen,
yeah,
if we do the right things. And I think we don't want to give that up. Thank you, Mary. Thank you very much. Well, nobody called to confess that their pants don't fit.
It's not something people want to confess.
Can you imagine Byron Brown calling? He probably has fabulous suits in all different sizes.
He has designer ones, yes.
He probably looks up the temperature of the day and what he had for dinner last night and picks out the perfect suit for the day. I think that's really a nice way to live.
It would be nice. By the way, we just missed the planes.
Oh, you just missed them?
Yeah, they went over the, I don't know what part of the building, but Joe said, we just missed them. Tim saw them.
Oh, that's cool. You could probably hear them.
That's what we thought we would. We didn't hear them.
Wait a minute. You can hear the lawnmower
right
outside the window,
just
but you can't
say
hear
that
jets going over there.
Exactly.
Something's wrong with that. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for your help. That about wraps it up for Beach & Company. The governor will have his press conference later. Meanwhile, for something right now, if you want to see the Zoom, a little birthday celebration that Joey Reynolds asked me to join him in for Danny Neverth, it's on the BEN webpage. It's also on the Buffalo Broadcasters Facebook as well. That about wraps it up for Beach & Company. See you tomorrow at 9 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
The Sandy Beach WBEN studio rings out in support of those who rang the Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center victory bell today in celebration of a victory, large or small.
Elvis has left the building.
Oh, I wish we never had to leave the beach.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What the hell do you know, you ignorant bastard?